This episode is sponsored by Zombie Company Crusade. Let's be honest, tech news is not nearly as fun as a good mobile game. Zombie Company Crusade was created and developed by a Marine Recon Scout Sniper. Use your own strategies with full in-battle troop controls. Use the engineer manipulation feature to use as many engineers as you want, when and where you want. Battle each opponent in real time, one-on-one, and defend your base from zombie attacks and receive zombie reward drop bonuses up to 3 times a day. What are you waiting for? It's free to download on iOS today. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, a show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. It is Monday, which means two things. Number one, John got a haircut because he looked like a f***ing hobo. Number two, we're doing Front Page Tech every day this week once again. Last week, we did it every day except for Friday. There really wasn't any news on Friday, which leads me to a new rule. So, since you guys wanted it so badly, by popular demand, Front Page Tech is every day of the week. Unless there is no news. So if there's really nothing to report on, then I'm just not going to do an episode. But if there is news, you can expect an episode Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay? News. First up, I want to let you know that a brand new episode of Creator Wire is up. It is live on YouTube. Of course, that is my brand new show alongside Grin for Creators, an awesome show specifically targeted towards YouTube creators. So if you're a creator out there, this is the show for you. I'll link it down in the description below. Go subscribe, go comment, go blow it up. Really just like teabag it with some FPT love. I should move on. According to YouTube, 360 video is now fairly cheap to make, so they're enabling support for live streaming of 360 video to YouTube servers. So if you have a 360 video camera and you want to live stream, connect it, boom, 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 shoo, shoo. That's like, if you ever wondered, when you're going live, that's the process, that's the actual sound that is happening. You can't hear it, of course, but that's a pretty realistic representation of what it sounds like. Okay. Of course, this is pretty awesome, especially if you can get a pretty cheap headset or something that will allow you to watch the 360 video, like Google Cardboard is fairly cheap, if not free in some cases. It's pretty awesome, but I want to remind you guys that this is not virtual reality. A lot of people confuse 360 video for a VR experience, and that is simply not the case. In VR, the environment is generated around you and you have freedom to move. In 360 video, it's stationary. Wherever that camera is or set of cameras are, that is where you stand. You can simply look around, and the environment is not virtual in any way. It's a real environment with a goddamn camera in the middle of things. It just so happens to record 360 degrees around. So don't get this confused. It's not VR. Cool. But a lot of people, for some reason, get this confused with VR. So stop. I think like a year ago, or maybe even over a year ago, we reported that Google was preparing to bring podcasts to Google Play and that we were a part of it. We were part of their back-end podcast portal thing, and our podcasts were approved, and we were going to launch with them, and when it went public, you would be able to get our stuff on Google Play. And then it seems like every month recently, at least once, I've been reporting that it's finally going public. It's finally going to be available to everyone. Well, now, my friends, I can finally say it is a thing. It is official. At least as of right now, you can get podcasts on Google Play Music, which is pretty cool. Of course, now that I've said something, they might take it away and we wait another year. I don't really know. So take it with a grain of salt. Okay, so here's something that's pretty damn cool. We now know that when Android N releases, it will offer support for pressure-sensitive displays, which is f***ing awesome. So obviously we've already seen this sort of thing with Apple and iOS and the 3D touch stuff, and it's cool and it works really, really well. So now, if manufacturers create displays that are in fact pressure sensitive, Android N will work in conjunction with said hardware. Now, of course, this probably won't be called 3D touch because that's an Apple trademark thing. So we'll call it Android touch or something more creative, hopefully. Amazon, for the first time ever, sort of, is giving you the option to get Amazon Prime as well as Instant Video as a monthly recurring charge instead of a one-time massive payment for one full year. So now, instead of paying $99 upfront for a full year of Amazon Prime with Instant Video bundled with that, you can now pay $10.99 a month for Prime. Okay, and now Instant Video is actually a standalone service that you can get for $8.99 a month, which I would like to note, with that price, $8.99, remember I told you the Netflix price next month is going up to $9.99? Rather convenient, wouldn't you say? $8.99, $9.99. Now, I will say this about Prime Instant Video. It's a cool extra bonus, I guess, bundled in with Prime. I mean, technically, I had paid for it by actually buying into Amazon Prime itself, but it didn't feel like that. It just felt like a bonus. Like, hey, you get Amazon Prime, and if you want to use Instant Video, you can. To me, this is not worth it as a standalone service. Like, I would never, ever pay $8.99 a month for Prime Instant Video, ever. It's okay, but usability, functionality of not only their apps, but of the service itself just isn't up to par with things that are worth paying for, like Netflix and even Hulu. So just keep that in mind, from one Instant Video user to another. It sucks. Guys, that's the show. Hopefully you liked it or learned something. If you did, click it or tick it. Hit that subscribe button down below. You can also follow us on the Twitter right there. Until tomorrow, don't get your butt wet.
What?